Ramble.
Jim Bob is here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the tripod.
Is here.
Oh. You got your four tribe boys, and also you got Kimmy B. Kim Bop, of course.
Kimmy B. DJ Kimmy B.
Can we address the elephant in the room? Eugene? Yeah. You brought one dog today. It's only Kim Bop. How come?
Oh, is he your favorite?
Kim Bop, what do you have to say about that?
Was it daddy daughter day at work?
No, Kim Bop's not my favorite. It's just that he have to go to. You know, needs a little extra attention because he's the youngest. So I wanted to give him a little field trip.
That's nice.
So here he is, my little baby. Are you enjoying yourself? This is him eating his treat.
He just peed on all of our backpacks. It was hilarious.
He did just pee
on the backpack.
All
yeah,
of our backpacks.
He kind
of
seemed to target the fabrics in the room. It's like the concrete floors could have easily been cleaned up. The backpacks actually weren't too bad. We had a little spray. Psh, psh, psh. Wipe it. Wipe, wipe, wipe.
So that was true marking. All good. He wasn't, because if he pees, that's a geyser. But Mark, it's just a little squirt.
No, he was straight up
he
marking.
He did some good, almost geyser-esque pees in many places.
Yeah.
I would say it wasn't just a little poop. It was a decent
poop.
It was multiple squirts by the
anti-pee technology
pattern.
Is incredible.
I think we were holding him for the previous podcast.
Yeah.
He was giving his revenge. He didn't like being alone.
He didn't
in
like
office.
Being trapped.
I get it. When you guys put me in the corner, I pee all the way.
You do. Yeah. You've seen it in videos. Audience, you've seen it.
Oh, that's true.
Mm. Well, isn't this the last tripod of the year?
Yeah, it's December 30th, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Another year.
How did this year go? It
fucking
flew.
Yeah, what?
It flew by. FLU.
It flew by.
It's Yikes. Done.
I was Topical. Very shocked at how fast every month would go by. And like, you know, I will say though, even though we're still in a pandemic, it felt like we were able to have more fun, do some more things, see more people that we didn't get to see.
Yeah, there was a moment in April where it seemed like it was over, and then it wasn't.
I know.
I'm going to tell you what, this was my favorite year of the pandemic.
It was my favorite.
Sure. Same,
it was better than last year for
my
sure.
My favorite.
Yeah,
I'll vouch for that.
I mean, the whole first half of the year was sort of like this expectation of, the vaccines are coming.
Almost.
It's my turn in line. Oh, March, April. Like, it's kind of, you're like looking forward mm-hmm. to this like potential end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened. And so that like January to March was just like, nothing. Cause mm-hmm. you were just waiting for
right.
April.
Something better.
And then April happened, and that was probably the most like in the moment I was.
April, May, June, it was like, oh, guys, wow. We did it.
Guys.
And then it was like, actually, nope, it's still around. In fact, it's changing and becoming tougher.
Yeah. Space Jam 2 came out. We got to watch that.
Wow.
Yeah, we had
some good
times
for sure.
This year.
Bing Bong TikTok.
Yep.
Bing Bong. Now we're caught up. I know several weeks ago, we didn't know what you were talking about.
Bing Bong TikTok.
We are caught.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to live with COVID forever, but this podcast is going to be the funniest, most hectic, most delightful tripod in the history of all things heard.
Right.
Omicron might be good. Hear this? Mm-hmm. See this? Hear about this?
Wow, this comes out. I guess we're shooting this a little bit in advance, so
this is
so it's hard to.
This is the last.
We don't want to actually make
tripod.
Any firm statements.
Yes.
Because
said might.
And
but you got it. There's like 3 weeks of data that the listeners have that we don't.
I'm going to believe
that. Did you know why it might be good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard you that, which is cool.
Yeah, because it did start in immunocompromised communities and it didn't kill any of them. So it means it's not as strong.
Which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah, if it's less strong and more contagious.
Well,
why
That's
are we
good.
Talking about this?
So
what if it's good?
Because it's like at the end of the year, you reflect on what the year has been and there's like a one overriding storyline. What else are we supposed to talk about?
Remember a
Space Jam 2?
I think we have to change the perception and say, I like COVID.
Wait, Among Us, that wasn't this year.
Yeah, I mean, it continued into, it was beginning of last year. Among Us came out at the beginning of the pandemic, kind of, but there's a new update, which by the way, I've been saying,
can I make an admission?
What?
I had a dark period where I would just play Among Us
with strangers
on your phone, right?
And I would like take breaks and be like, you know, I'm gonna take about 5 minutes from work and I'm just gonna play Among
Us.
That's
nice.
And then I become 30 minutes. And it's not fun to type because some of the kids type so fast.
Better with voice chat.
Yeah. Yeah, all you have to do is say red sus, and then they'll boot red off.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
It was a dark moment in my
life.
And
then if they're not it, then they boot you off.
Red sus.
Red sus.
Red sus.
I want zero self-reflection.
Yeah.
Zero self-reflection.
This all sucked. So let's look to the future and let's be funny.
Yeah.
Post-reflections are yourself.
Let's be fucking funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Miles.
Well, today, everybody, I've asked you to prepare some homework.
I wrote one.
You only wrote one?
Today, we're reflecting.
Today, we're reflecting on the future with our lovely little New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Every year, it's good to sort of.
Any.
Well, I asked you to, but.
Pop off the dome.
Keith's got one.
You said, like, maybe be thinking of some. You didn't say, like, I want you to come up with 3 to 5 New Year's
resolutions. I said a couple. Yeah. Let's read that through the text.
I said.
See what he said.
Let's all read it.
Let's all go ahead and
also,
go through
pretty
it.
Sure I read it, like, on the toilet.
But
for one of them, I would prep a list of a few New Year's resolutions to present to the others.
He said, I would.
That's
he
true.
I would.
Interesting, yeah.
And I read that and I say, well, I would.
Well, I wouldn't.
And then can you read the example that you gave, Miles? I'm curious if this is from real life experience.
Yeah, and I'm actually, this is interesting. So my example was, I would say a few of your resolutions should be tiny minutiae that solve problems in your life. Like stop forgetting to screw the lid on the milk so it goes everywhere when I shake it.
So let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the milk. Now,
so first of all, why are you shaking your milk?
Because it's whole milk and you got to let the cream be throughout.
Yeah, it does separate.
Oh, yeah. Some brands of whole milk. Wait, when are you, for coffee? When are you drinking? When are you just chugging whole milk?
Bro, I'm fucking chugging whole milk.
You're just chugging whole milk.
I'll pour myself a piping cold glass of cold milk before I have a PB&J.
I mean, that sounds nice. And you got to go whole because otherwise,
what
am I drinking water here?
Skim? Get out of my face.
1%, 2%.
Loser? Get out of here.
Slap it on my tongue.
Well, it's also like if I'm having oat milk, I'm having oat milk. Like there's only one kind of.
I want to chew.
Not like they make 2% oat milk.
I want milk so fat I have to chew it.
Wait, you're having whole oat milk?
No, I'm having whole regular milk. But I'm saying that like if you're having cow milk, I don't think there's a. I think that 2% and skim milk are. I think there's no reason for it. Why?
2% is delicious.
Yeah, I mean the reason Miles is some people when they're drinking a full glass of milk, they maybe don't want to have like that amount of fat content.
Well, it's like when you have orange juice. Do you want 2% orange juice?
Yeah, but we're talking like 8 to 12 ounces of liquid here.
Well, it should.
That's why you shake it so that the fat gets throughout.
If you're drinking
juice.
12 ounces of whole milk, that's a full.
I'm doing
it's a commitment
on the fucking reg.
Really?
I'll do a piping cold glass. Put to the brim, and I'll carry that to my desk
it's
with me when I'm working
kind
from
of
home.
Inspirational.
I'll carry.
Why
I'll
not?
Sip
well,
it.
We need to get you whole milk for the office. Clearly,
like we need to have my own gallon,
like a perk that you you know.
Guess
you,
what?
What's up?
I can sort of see Eugene's nipples through his shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
The point.
That's the title of the episode. I can sort of see Eugene's nipples.
That could be a New Year's res.
Peeping Eugene's nips, 2022 predictions.
Oh, I like that. Eugene's making them hard. Eugene, question about whole milk. Are you sipping milk?
Or about nipples.
Or nipples.
No.
They are related.
I don't prefer whole milk.
You prefer which type?
I guess oat milk now.
Woo!
Oat.
Yeah, but if I'm having milk in a like a specialty drink, I would rather have like a creamy whole milk if it's there.
Oh, for sure.
To make it tastier.
Follow-up question. Of course. Do you consider nipples an accessory as part of an outfit?
No, the nipples are the eyes to the face.
Interesting.
I would say I've never tried to highlight my nipples in any facet of life, in outfits. In lack of outfit, I've never tried to be nipple forward. Is this something that you're thinking of?
Not even you're just only wearing suspenders that cover the nipples.
If I could, I would.
No, I just think like nipples are beautiful, and if your shirt happens to feature them, then whatever.
Is that the next wave of fashion?
That's
nipple. It's always been in fashion.
That could be my New nipples Year's resolution cool. is Not to always. Wear more nipple shirts.
Has the nipple been freed?
Have we done
not for everyone.
I don't think so.
Breaking news.
The nipple has just been freed.
The nipple's been free for men in general.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's been freed for everyone.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your, what were you talking about? Whole nipples. Milk?
We've talked about milk resolutions so far.
Oh, the shaking milk. So yeah, I will.
Is that why you started talking about my nipples?
Yeah.
And no, I was just looking at your nipples.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find a different topic.
Probably subliminally though, because nipples and milk are so intertwined in That's culture.
True. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Can you believe that fast food fact about the McDonald's arches representing mother's breasts?
I don't think that's out. Oh yeah, they did see it. No, it is out.
That
I think
the arches are insane. So
what? Do you know this?
It's trivia.
No.
Do you know this?
The nipples?
Here's a question, open-ended. Eugene, what do you think that the arches of the McDonald's logo represent?
Apparently my mother's breasts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Weird.
You're
I mean, right. Tits rule.
I mean, yes.
Thanks.
It's just surprising it for it to
Thank
be
you.
The,
Thank you.
The ground of a corporate logo.
That's true. Yeah. I thought it'd stand for the M.
Is that a true fact?
So it was not that they themselves said that. It's that somebody who studies brands and logos said this has come
I thought
to,
it was the designer.
I thought it was the designer.
Was it the designer? I thought it was a guy who was like a
But he worked at like an agency.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't like some TikToker being like, these are boobs.
That's where I get all my facts.
I know. I hate that.
Turns out.
I want to duet some of the people who were just like, so actually this comes from, and it's just like, I'm actually a fucking rocket scientist and it's not. Like, I just hate the people that are wrong all the time.
You can lie easily.
You can just lie on TikTok. It's fun. And people get views.
Ooh, some people lie. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I've got...
I just got so many feelings there, and I just don't even want to go there. No, wow. Just don't even go. Don't have me go there. It's not going to be fun.
Wait, right. I hate that fact.
Okay, here's the one.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I just feel like all the 20th century, anything designed by a guy, he's just going to come out later and be like, well,
little did you know,
it was boobs.
All along, it was boobs.
Well, actually, did you know this? That the Arby's logo is not a gallon hat. It's a dick.
It's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that because they have the meat.
Yeah,
that's right.
We got the meats.
Those commercials, that brass line, fuck. Ooh.
It goes hard.
It hit.
Can we talk? I don't think we get enough. You, Miles, do you not know what we're talking about?
No.
The Arby's brass line goes so hard.
It was really?
But can you bring it up? I don't really have a mental picture.
We have the meats.
It doesn't make me want to eat there anymore, but what is the most iconic commercial from your childhood? Just like, are there any commercials that you know
fast food specifically?
No. Anything.
I'm Mr. Bucket. Put the balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket. And I'll spit them right out, Mr. Bucket.
End of the commercial.
I mean, it's probably like the Budweiser frogs. Anyway.
Arby's. Holy shit.
One more time. One more time. I just spilled tea all over my crotch.
I want to make a remix of this.
Like, I'm in a sea of tea in my crotch.
Wow.
There has to be a fucking dubstep drop. Wow. That's that.
That was hard.
There's this one commercial.
It was like the whole milk of drops. It's thick.
There was this one air conditioning commercial for Sears.
We all know it.
Okay. Let's see if we can do it. Yes. All together. Uh-huh. Okay. The first line is, it's going to be hot. Like yesterday? Yesterday you said you'd call Sears. You'll call today. Or no, I'm sorry.
I'll call today.
I'm going to do it again. From the top. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Another scorcher.
This played every year for 8 years of my life. Another every single scorcher. Summer. Okay, so it opens on a couple. It's hot out. Yeah. And they go, ugh, it's going to be hot tomorrow, like yesterday. Yesterday you said you'd call Sears. I'll call today. You'll call now.
I'll call now. Another scorcher.
Then they do like the whole spiel. And then at the end they go, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Another scorcher. And then she looks at me and goes, cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a horrible commercial.
No, Miles.
It's good.
I'm so sorry, but fuck you.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry to say
that
this.
That was supposed to be good?
It's not just good. It's the best commercial ever made.
It's probably the pinnacle of commercial.
It is the most effective commercial by just...
I mean, so hot.
It's like poetry.
Oh, I can. Yeah. Wait,
can you put it on the giant screen that we have?
I got the first line wrong.
Specifically for this purpose?
So I bet you this was an East Coast commercial, but it made it down to Tennessee.
I saw it in Tennessee. This is a national.
Wait, this was for Sears?
This played more than I've seen this piece of media more than any media in my life. When you talk about what is the most formative media.
Day without air conditioning.
Says tomorrow's gonna be hotter.
Hotter?
Like yesterday.
Look at that
yesterday.
Dutch angle.
Yesterday you said you'd call Sears.
So many Dutch angles.
You call now.
I'll call now.
They're so hot in there.
This was not an East Coast thing. I saw this in Texas.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
also, we need air conditioning more.
call now for a free in-home estimate on a...
All right, I'm going to skip all
this. We would recite this from memory every time it came on.
First, so call now and save with Sears.
The 60-second one, too.
So what's the paper say about tomorrow?
Another scorcher.
Cool. Whoa.
And by the way, you may be watching, I don't know if we've put this... Okay, you may be watching this commercial and be like, that looks like it was shot on a camcorder in 1974.
Yeah.
And this, the technology of every other commercial far... beyond what that was. Mm-hmm. Like this commercial, even at the time, you were like, huh, that looks different than everything else.
I don't know. There were a lot of commercials around that time for that stuff that had the like, you know, what was the classic one where they talk about like community colleges and then they list all of the different majors you could have.
Oh, right.
But it was more of like a craftsperson college. Mm-hmm. So it's like
technical college.
VCR repair, computer programming, something. You could like list off every single thing and it scrolled through the screen. Mm-hmm. What was that for? It was like old school Phoenix University or something.
Yeah, it was just a technical college.
A technical college,
I can't remember what it was.
That one was like, always on air and that also had that same camera quality.
You know what got me lit?
it
was the compilation Alp CDs and then they played Enya's Orinoco Flow.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom.
I
love sail away.
There are many songs that I don't know, but I know the hook.
Yeah, from those.
Mm-hmm. It's from that. And it's just from the yellow text scrolling up my screen. I get to hear a little snippet.
Did y'all have the mattress guy who yells, "We want to save you money!" at the end and he throws money? Or was that local to Texas?
Sounds local.
Sounds good.
Local commercials are a treat.
Yeah, he basically was like a mattress king. And then at the end of every commercial, he threw a huge... pile of money and screamed, "We want to save you money!"
This is Chicago regular guy's like Mr. Eagle Beast. Man.
Wow.
Mr. what?
Eagle Man.
What does he sell? Eagles?
I want to say cars or furniture. He's an Eagle Man.
That's fun. Is that where your man in a bird suit was based off of?
No.
No.
Because I didn't grow up in Chicago, but I later would see the Eagle Man commercial, and I was like, what's going on with this
See, guy? That's something kids might not experience as much these days with streaming, is commercials and also like local business commercials.
Yeah.
Shitty regional commercials.
Because on YouTube, it's just all national.
Do they still have jingles on radio for local stuff?
Oh, yeah, they do.
What's the one in LA is Keys on Van Nuys.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. And then Cars for Kids, of course.
Cars for Kids.
Winn-Dixie Marketplace. That's local to Jacksonville.
Please for the rest of your life.
And I'll say that TV commercials are still bad. Like, I feel like streaming commercials are like, every commercial has to be funny now. And it's like, oh, cool. Nice brand.
Thanks, Old Spice.
Yeah, thanks, Old Spice. But I feel like TV commercials are still bad. They're still weird. And like,
so many Sasquatch commercials for a while there.
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, and not even just one brand.
Yeah.
Like Jack Lynx was doing it. I feel like Geico did it at some point.
Never get away from Geico.
They made a show.
I watched a
Caveman show.
Caveman.
Yeah.
Really? That was.
They weren't Sasquatches, though.
Starring Nick Kroll.
Oh, Nick Kroll and a couple other cool people.
I got to see the unaired pilot that they then totally reshot in the original pilots. Super funny.
Yeah. Funny show. Great comedians that are in that show.
I was watching a video about, I believe it was a MatPat video, about the history of absurd advertising, because the berries and cream TikTok trend is from a 2000 Skittle commercial.
Kids don't know. We were dancing the berries and cream back in the day.
But it was like starting around the millennium, all of the advertisers decided that like what is attracting young people is absurdity. So every commercial, including Geico and all of those ads, was like leaning into things that you would just be like, huh? We did not like direct advertising. It wasn't like, buy this candy. It was just a plot where nothing makes sense.
I imagine Geico was a real turning point because they brought comedy into their brand.
Yeah.
But then Old Spice was like the Tim and Ericification of all commercials. Because now
Old Spice is a great example. Yeah.
Absurd.
Like,
it's just weird. And
But I think it's moving away from that now.
Yeah.
And I think the internet has something to do with it because people just directly tell you to buy something.
A brand of TikTok advertisements where they'll try and disguise it as real content and then trick you into watching it. It's like, getting the first second of like, oh, this is just an ordinary person, like looks like editorial end user TikTok content.
Yeah.
And then there's a twist.
I believe they said it was the Snickers commercial that was one of the things that first set it off with Betty White during the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, when she was.
Where it's
she,
like you're hungry. You're have not a Snickers yourself
when you're hungry.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Oh, you guys, I'm doing a TikTok ad. I'm very nervous about
Whoa.
It.
Whoa,
what do you mean?
Yeah. Hey, fun.
Well,
what
it's
is
like,
it for?
It's like
for TikTok or for Apple's.
No, it's just an ad for a brand that will be on TikTok Apples. With paid media. For Apples, yeah. Okay.
Cool. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't know if I really want to like walk through the whole thing. Yeah, I just want to talk about my feelings as to like, I'm a little nervous that
Macintosh,
I'm going to be in a TikTok
so
like promoted
Granny Smith
post.
So wait, is it living on your page or on
no,
the brand's
no,
page?
It'll, I mean, I'll do some native posts for me, right? But then the brand will do a brand posted sponsored content that'll be in people's feeds as like promoted. So on one,
what's
if
the
it,
brand?
I don't want to say
we can bleep it. I just want to know for context.
Sorry, Randy, bleep it.
So it's a, you know, a very, a lot of legal reviews, like a very, very technical, for like sure. Made sure all of the stuff was correct. Cool brand. I mean, they have a ad campaign.
Bleep them as well.
Yeah. That's a good point. I'm going to bleep them too.
So wait, did this come through? Cause I just discovered that there's a TikTok tab where brands can reach out to you directly in TikTok, and I've missed.
Oh, for real?
Dozens of offers.
I don't know where that is.
I probably haven't missed that many.
It came
but
through
I'll
my.
Well, they're not. A lot of them are like, nah, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
But like,
no, it just came through my.
Okay, that's better.
Email that's Sun Lamp.
I also have not address. Been checking those. I should.
But I'm surprised like, nobody's reached out to try to have me hawk their ladle yet. You know, I'm doing
sure the big spoon
ladle
content.
Spoon content.
I just
well,
feel
too.
Like the promoted content gets annoying so quickly.
Mm. It does.
Yeah, I try to make it as good as possible, but it's like I'm so nervous.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, it's also funny when it's a big. I mean, I don't know what your company will be like, but it'll be like a big brand, and it'll be like some TikTok sound. And it's like, oh wow, this is really weird, sort of almost dystopic.
Look at this, Denny's Canada. Wanted to do
a dude,
I would have loved that.
They reached out to you.
Been
they
awesome.
Better have fucking reached out to me.
Where is this tab?
Have you done Denny's yet? EDM Denny's?
Cameo?
I've never done Denny's, no.
That's good.
A lot of big food companies are actually afraid of me. because
yeah, well, because you trashed some of their stuff.
And I probably trashed their like companies that they own. They're right. Owned by the same parent.
You're
company.
Tough but fair.
I'm honest. That's how is I'm it, trying to be. I'm trying to be enough? Honest. I'm trying to let everybody know. Okay, while you guys search for things on TikTok, I do have a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I want to hear New Year's resolutions, everybody.
And this is one that I wrote down right before I started watching the Ghostbusters movie with Becky. And Becky saw me write it down, and she was like, what was that? And I just laughed because I didn't want to explain it because it was confusing. One of my resolutions for next year and beyond is to take more pictures with funny statues.
Love that.
Like when you go to like cute towns and for whatever reason they have weird funny statues around the town. Like I was near a Benjamin Franklin on a bench statue the other day and I didn't take a picture.
Oh, the, why like didn't when I? The bench is, has a statue built into it.
Why didn't
love
I
that.
Take a picture with him? He is a founding father.
Yeah.
He wrote funny stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I should have taken a picture.
You should have.
You really should have.
I have a sentimental one.
Ooh.
I do. Yeah, it's really like kind of a no. It's something unrelated. It's kind of a tearjerker. But somebody said like, I overheard this. Like, there's a point in your life where your children are going to stop asking to play with you, and every time your child says, "Do you want to play?" It could be the last time.
Oh.
And I was like,
so you know, my New
Except
Year's
for
resolution
when they're like five. It's probably not the last time. But like once you get to like eight.
Who knows?
It could be it.
The point is to, you know, sometimes you think that you're doing something that's more important, like, oh, I'm whatever, blah, 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 finishing work, or I'm in the middle of making coffee. But and so my New Year's resolution is like to, you know, like stop and just like maybe like be okay with like playing whatever, monster trucks for 5 minutes and then go back to whatever I was doing. Yeah.
Embrace the play.
Yeah, embrace the play.
Now, can I ask, when's the last time you took a photo of your children next to a funny statue?
That's a good question. Keith?
Touche. Touche.
Because I just, look, Keith clearly is an old weathered man, withered.
Withered-y.
Withering away from the weather.
And I got to take cute pictures.
And he has
statues.
Regrets.
Yeah.
Your children could live a life without regrets. You could start that now.
Yeah, I took a photo of Wes next to a giant Lego man, and he's trying to talk to the giant Lego man. Nice. That's the last one I remember.
That's a good one.
Was that a Lego land?
No, it was actually a Lego exhibit at a museum. I don't know. Mm, it was like Lego art, basically.
SponCon.
SponCon?
SponCon? Sponsored content?
You guys want to go to the Academy Award Museum?
I don't think it was that. No.
I would want to go to the Studio Ghibli exhibit. Really fucking bad.
You want to go? You want to go on a date, Miles?
I would love that. I want to see it so bad. Everyone
What's
says it's
Studio
cool.
Ghibli?
It's like Hayao Miyazaki movies, Spirited Away, Castle in the Sky, Princess Mononoke.
Eugene, I know.
It's crazy.
I had a look over
that I didn't know what Studio Ghibli was.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Eugene.
You have never
I don't. I don't know everything.
Perhaps the best animation studio in the world.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so
How's Moving Castle?
My childhood.
That's my resolution is showing Ned Miyazaki films. This is perfect for your kids too.
I know, I've heard about them.
Yeah.
Totoro.
I've heard I need to show to have a Totoro night.
And it's
you know, I'm going to do it.
Wasting your time with Clifford? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was on the short list that night. I don't know. Clifford. Anyways, but I've only like just found out about Totoro in like the last month talking to my new like dad friends at the preschool.
Totoro's great.
What do you think my like, I did a whole soap dedicated to Totoro in our soap.
And I thought I was saying a weird word.
And I didn't understand it.
You did a Totoro soap.
I had a beautiful Totoro soap.
And I didn't take the time to look up what it meant.
Guys, should we cut this part out?
No,
but Ned is looking for G-rated stuff for his kids that are delightful. But would also delight adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I could introduce you to Miyazaki.
Great. Done.
Yeah,
that was
done.
First of all, they're on HBO Max, free sponsor. Right there.
Also, I feel like your sense of humor, you would actually like some that. Deep cut that other people don't quite like. Mm-hmm. Like Porco Rosso, you would love.
But Ned is sort of
He's a Porco Rosso guy.
Yeah. That is actually a really good
point. It's a pig who flies like a World War II fighter plane.
I've never seen that one, but I love that.
Sounds funny.
Will and I went to Little Tokyo and we went and I bought a little Totoro figurine in one of the shops. A lot of cosplayers over there. There's like one little square in Little Tokyo.
I know, it's cool down there.
It is cool. I didn't know that existed here.
It's like a little mall, but it feels like you can get lost in it.
Yeah,
there's
like
mall.
There was like teenagers in cosplay making TikToks, and I was just like, wow, this did not exist at fucking all when I was growing up. These kids would have been beaten up.
Beaten up.
Yeah, but it was very cool. I was like, this is rad. Because I liked that stuff so much in middle school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't empowered to cosplay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's your resolution this year. You're going to cosplay for every episode of the Tripod. In 2022, Miles is going to have a different cosplay.
I was starting to think, I've seen you in that hoodie a lot, and if you were an action figure, that might be one of the outfits I'd pick.
That's a good point. I need new clothes. That's actually one of my resolutions, is to make my fashion.
Make your fashion.
Make my fashion. Period.
Do you know, do you have a sense, if you close, like, who? What's your archetype? Who are you? What is your mold?
Wow. Where do I begin? Timothy Chalamet?
Hi.
I actually don't know, to be totally honest. I feel like I don't have a cultural icon.
I'm not getting a lot of Timothy Chalamet from
I need to update
outfit.
It. This is
hair.
This is
all my
your dream vision.
And I need a haircut.
One of us could be your icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of us.
It should probably be
one
me, though.
Us.
I feel like we have the similar body types, but I also feel like I want to be, and this isn't an offense. I think that you have a great sense of fashion.
Better than you.
But I want to risk it all. Ooh. I think a little bit.
Every day?
Not every day. But I think I want to be like, wow, Miles.
Miles,
I can't believe he wore that.
His nips are out.
That's crazy. And I feel like I haven't ever done that.
Define risk it. Because I'm risking it all the time, but I wouldn't say positively.
Well, I'd say like Eugene successfully is like, that would be risky on someone else, but it fucking works.
Do you
want to
show some nip?
I want to show little nips.
Hmm.
I want to just like
Eugene change shirts.
Yeah, that's a cool shirt. But anyway, Eugene, where should I start? Zara?
I could take you shopping.
I would cry. That would
be fun.
Such a delight.
You have an advantage because you are a tall, lanky man.
Yeah.
So you actually don't have to go as crazy as you think. I think you can just start playing with different silhouettes.
I'm really scared about wearing like a white t-shirt because I feel like I'm going to get sauce on it.
You're a saucy man.
Yeah.
Don't wear white to your Italian dinners then.
That's a good point.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
So I'm moving into oversized clothes on my little body. Why don't you move into undersized?
Keith and I have
a nice crop.
We have this problem as well, but I have sort of a medium-sized body, but a large length.
Uh-huh.
So if I wear a medium t-shirt, sometimes it's like, oh yeah, that fits his chest decently, but the sleeves are tiny, make me look a child.
Oh, it's a baseball shirt.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be. Yeah, exactly. So
show some belly.
No, not
very nice. Just,
right now. Was that a command?
General.
We'll play this in court.
Was, yeah.
Show some belly. He screamed at me.
I am entering a new style phase. You guys are going to start seeing some cool new things. I've been like, you know what? I would like to have nicer clothes because something, this is a real resolution. There's clothes in my closet that I don't like. And I'll also wear clothes that I'm like, oh, that's a shitty piece of clothes. Today's not an important piece of day. I should wear that today. I should have no shitty clothes that I don't like. Every day is a day to dress fun and like what you're wearing. But I'll be like, oh, I want to make this cool outfit is for Friday. Because I only got like two cool outfits. Nah. I need like 10 cool outfits and no lame outfits.
You need like a cool like sweatsuit. Like sweatshirt, sweatpants, like kind of. Oh, and so then you just say this is a casual day.
I hate sweat.
Where I still look okay, sure. But my point is, like, you could still look cool so, while being basically wearing pajamas to work.
I'm trying to assemble real outfits that kind of remind you of a sweater, like a sweatsuit. So I'm doing a lot of color blocking. A lot of stuff I just bought is like all beautiful dark shades of green. Just that's, even the belt is green.
Love a dark green.
It's funny that you bring this up because I wasn't going to start here, but one of my resolutions, actually all of mine are aesthetic based. All of my resolutions.
I want to look nicer.
No, the opposite. I've been really moving into a slobbish phase.
You have.
But I've decided I want to be exclusively comfortable all the time.
Wow.
Because my life is too painful. And it's too painful to not be. So I'm wearing sweatpants. It's the first time I've worn sweatpants to work in a long time. But I also wear pants that are like sweatpants. Question mark?
This is my first time where I'm actually looking at your pants. I thought they were jeans this whole time.
There you go. I'm wearing Crocs, sweatpants, loose shirts. I want everything loose.
Adam Sandler style.
Yeah, I want to wear. I'm gonna move into long basketball shorts next. That's next year.
Really good.
But no, that was something. Like a lot of my shirts were like a little tight, but I liked them, and I'm like, you know what? No, I gotta purge those motherfuckers. So I used to wear small shirts. You guys know. I've moved into mediums. Very exciting for me. But now I just said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm buying larges.
Whoa.
They're comfy.
I buy larges.
I'm buying larges now.
Eugene.
Comfy.
Do you have any fashion goals or you feel like you've sort of maxed out on that level in the RPG?
No. There's always, fashion is ever evolving.
Oh, I see.
True.
Uh-huh. No level cap.
I'm trying to accommodate my thicker ass. Right now.
Mm-hmm. You have a thicker ass? Have you been working on it?
Yeah, the past 2 years it's been getting bigger.
That's awesome.
It's been working on
the pandemic weight gain.
BBL or?
No, not that big. No. I'm trying to embrace the roots. I have roots and a thicker trunk compared to my top. So I've been trying to find the right pants for it. Sometimes you go through phases where you're downplaying. Sometimes you highlight. That's the beauty of fashion. Pick things that you like and then play with it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's nice. I've never,
so how does one accentuate the tuck?
Well, I am wearing more form-fitting jeans right now, which is different than the high-waisted balloon pants I've been wearing past year. Those kind
those
of reduce the butt. These highlight the butt. So my resolution is always just, you know, have fun with your butt.
Have fun with your butt.
I did notice your butt earlier today.
Yeah. Do you want to look at it right now?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I mean, I think
butt reveal. Eugene's doing a butt reveal.
Give us.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God.
Wow. That's
Eugene. That's a
yes.
That's a good butt.
We call that a nice donk.
I'm really
badonk.
This is gonna be behind a paywall.
Keith could pop a quarter off of that. Yeah. You know, I saw it the first time.
Have you been doing a lot of squats?
No. That's good. That's nice.
He's been
doing
a lot of squats.
Like mostly just squats.
Well, no, he has a whole
squats and
he has a whole system.
Eating.
I've shown up at Eugene's house to have dinner, and he hasn't finished his workout, and he's just working out in the garage. And I'm like, I got some potatoes.
Are you just squeezing and clenching? That's how you get it bigger.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
No, I think it's honestly how much food you're eating too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Because when we were, you know, the past 7 years, you know, I did so much cardio and dancing and dance classes.
Right.
That really now slims you out.
Yeah.
More a mass gain.
Yeah. A good resolution for everyone is just embrace whatever your body is now.
Yeah.
Because it is a sign of just your life, right? And a lot of us in the pandemic, we put on some pounds, but I'm enjoying the pounds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Red pounds.
I like that.
Welcome to Pound Town.
I. I did an exercise that I felt like an Instagram model the other day. It was like this, where you're lying back.
And then you blow a pee on your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And then you put like a barbell on your hips.
Oh, and you're kind of doing.
And then you do like this, bam, like you're thrusting upwards, lifting the barbell with your hips. I was like, I am a Instagram model right now.
There was that with free weights. It's a good butt one. And I'll put like one of those elastic bands here, and you go out and then up. And boy, oh boy, your butt gets sore quick.
Whoa.
Let me just tell you that.
The whole posterior.
Let me just tell you that.
On TikTok, people do, there's a trend where people are like, Chris Evans' body weight. And then they'll put that on a barbell, and then they'll do the hip thruster. It's pretty great.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I got one more, but actually, I have a serious question, and if you guys don't have an answer for it, then we can move right the fuck along. But I've been reading about habits, and the best way to have a habit like working out is to have a really easy habit that unlocks the rest. So one of the examples, like this dancer was like, no, my habit that means I'm going to work out for that day is getting in the taxi and telling them to bring me there. Another guy was like, when I get home from work, I either plop on the couch and watch 3 hours of The Office, or I put on my shorts, and once I put on my shorts, that means the habit has begun. So, and it could be like, I put on Eye of the Tiger, and once that's on, we're working out. So do you have
like a self-done Pavlovian trigger?
It's exactly what it is. And so I'm reading that book, Atomic Habits, that everyone fucking loves, and it's great. And so what he says is like, do something for 2 minutes. And so his advice is, if working out is your habit, work out for 2 minutes every day and then stop. And like find that thing, because then you're just gonna build the routine, and then eventually you're like, all right, this is easy. I'm gonna do it for 10. I'm gonna do it for 20. I'm gonna do it for so whatever. So do you guys have a thing that unlocks time for my habit to begin? Because I've been trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah, I have basically an advice that go for miles.
I would love it.
Whoa.
So they have these pre-workout sort of like energy mixes that can be all natural.
And this is a drink.
Yeah, it's like a powder you can mix in, but it boosts your, it basically boosts your heartbeat up immediately.
Oh God.
So yeah, it's like lots of caffeine.
Yeah, so if you take it without working out afterwards, you'll just feel a little loopy. So if you drink it, every time I drink it, there's no backing out. I'm like, well, now I have to work. Otherwise, I'd have to go like sprint somewhere for 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of tricks me into committing by taking the drink instead of coffee in the morning.
So Eugene's is legalized cocaine.
They have some all natural versions I can recommend.
Stimulating soda. Okay.
That is great, though. I mean, that's exactly what I was looking for, right? Yeah. And that could be as simple as like, I'm going to pour myself a little apple juice as a treat.
Well, it's just like the way that many people drink
sugar
coffee
rush
before they work. They're like, I'm drinking coffee and now I can work. So this kind of works in a similar way. It just replaces the coffee.
That's drinking pre-workout and now I can work out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like calm down afterwards?
Yeah, because if you do like an hour long workout, then you're good after 30 minutes.
I've never tried it. I'll send you some protein shake afterwards type of boy. That's nice. That's a little treat.
And by the way, they
treat
say
for myself.
You want to pair your habit, the thing you don't want to do, with the thing that you want, right? So if I like, oftentimes post workout protein shakes have like a little bit of cereal, like a little sweetness. So it's like, ooh, this is a treat.
It's like a milkshake.
You want to reward yourself,
right?
And you know, oh, the thing I want is at the end of this thing I don't want to do.
I was when I was working out more. I need to get back into it. But one of the ways I got myself into it is being like, okay, I'm going to go play Beat Saber for 15 minutes as my warm up.
Some video
games. It's so fun. It's a cardio video game, basically. And then I will go do the shitty part of the workout after that. But I like playing VR. I like getting in that other universe, and that will help me start a workout. And then I will feel like once I've worked up any sweat at all in Beat Saber, I'll transfer that to doing something that is actually going to do more than Beat Saber will.
Eclectic answers. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. But I'm trying to practice my brass instruments more. And I found one of the ways that I personally get excited is by getting a new brass instrument, which is a little bit of a bigger. But when a new instrument comes in the mail, oh man, oh my gosh, get my hands on that. I'll be playing it for an hour every day for 2 weeks, and then it'll start to wane, and then it's time to buy another instrument.
What instruments are you learning in the next year?
Well, actually, that's a good question. I would like to get a sousaphone. Sousaphone is a marching band tuba. It's
what?
The kind that you wear. It's the one you think of a tuba on a marching band field, like the big one.
It's a real instrument?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's called the Sousaphone. It was developed for because John Philip Sousa wrote so many marches and had tuba parts.
Oh, it's not related to Dr. Seuss.
No, no, it's not. No, no, no.
Sousa.
No, I get it now. Yeah, yeah. As soon as you said Sousa, sound like I got
it. Dr. Seuss. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a Dr. Seuss instrument.
It's with an extra curve.
It wraps around your body.
So most brass instruments, all the tubing is here. This tubing goes around you, so you put it, you get kind of in the instrument.
Oh, I have seen that.
Inside the instrument.
I thought that was just a tuba.
And get this. My two loves are bridging VR and music being the only two loves I have. Not true. But there is a game coming out that is VR and AR and teaches you how to play the piano in VR. Wow. And
That makes
your piano kind of like a Dance Dance Revolution or a Keyboard Mania where the things are floating down to the keys and you push the actual keys. You actually learn.
That's awesome.
And it will slowly teach you, so you still put your fingers in the right place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not going to teach you how to read sheet music in that way. But I know how to read sheet music, so maybe I can sort of bridge those together. Because I would love to know how to play piano. Sick. It's something I cannot play. I think it's the most useful instrument to play. All you parents out there who are thinking about giving your kids piano lessons, do it.
Do it.
I think at least let them see if they like it.
I did it and look how I turned out.
Yeah. Not everybody. It doesn't stick.
That's true.
With everybody, but it is.
And I do know how to read sheet music.
There you go.
See, and it's just such a good educational instrument.
Get a theremin.
Of course I want a theremin.
They're so cool.
But it's hard to, I feel like I could figure it out.
So 2022, guys, I think it's my turn.
For your resolution?
For your resolution?
No, it's my turn.
You just said one.
Because.
It's your turn?
I've been sitting here watching.
Huh.
And all the fellas, including Miles.
Whoa.
Have grown some fun, vibrant, goofy facial hair.
No,
yes, dude.
Stop.
No,
you know what? No way. Yes. I've been sitting here patiently.
Bro.
Goatee.
No way. Keith,
yes.
I think so. Because what else is left?
What's left?
Keith did the mustache.
Yeah.
And I would love to. Maybe I will. Maybe because my facial hair is not going to be like your guy's facial hair.
Hey,
believe in yourself.
That's what you thought.
That's
what
I thought.
Pattern it after your father.
My dad has a goatee.
He's only had a goatee.
He's only ever had a goatee.
I think you got it.
He also, when I was younger, had a goatee, balding middle, and ponytail. So maybe I'll go all the way.
Wow. You can start following
maybe
your father's
I should do a ponytail.
Footsteps.
Yeah, let's start with the
start with the goatee.
Start with the facial hair. But I think that you would do really well with a beard.
Here's the problem is that's the only thing I think I can't do because I have this little circle right on my chin that doesn't grow. So maybe I'll do the reverse goatee where it's like
the
mutton chops down, up through the mustache.
Handlebar.
Let me see the circle. Where's the circle?
It's right there.
Oh, right there.
Well, Zach, just let it grow out after this podcast. Let it grow out over the new year. And then we'll check in the new year to see how it's going.
I have some scars on my
chin. You know, I've never noticed. I've never noticed.
Has it never grown there, Zach?
No, it always is sparse. And what happens, okay, I've talked to you guys about this. Yeah. It grows real lumpy there and on my chin dots. Yeah. And so there's a point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then about 2 weeks in, it's like, okay, Zach, you should
But you
got to
push through that phase.
You've never gone past 2 weeks without shaving.
It's just so
unpleasant. You have the perfect opportunity now.
But we've never had a stretch of time where
aren't you going
I
could to Mexico
not
for like 3 weeks
on camera. I'm not sure how long. Yeah, maybe I'll just.
But also, you're not really during the Christmas break. That's the perfect time to.
I'm going to talk to production. Mm-hmm. We're going to front load all of my responsibilities. Right.
So you can grow a beard.
Yep. So you think I should start the year?
No, start right now because by the time you're back in the office.
That's what I mean.
That's 3 weeks
of 2022
growth.
Begins.
Start right
Zach's
now.
Zach's got goofy facial hair.
Yeah. So I also had, for a while, when I was younger, I would be able to grow facial hair decently well. But then right after college, I got weird. There was a circle that wouldn't grow on my face.
Yeah.
It was very strange. And it would be bald. It was a bald circle.
Huh.
And I went to the dermatologist after 6 months of being anxious about it and being worried and being I can't grow. The guy just did. He was like, oh yeah. And it was cortisol, something really simple, basic, shot it into the area. Totally fine. My beard's back.
Wow. Weird.
And I don't know what it was. It was just the hair follicles were just paused. And he was like,
they were sleeping.
They were sleeping. And it was totally fine. After that. So my advice to you is to do that. And I think that the beard would be a really nice opportunity for you.
That'd be fun.
Maybe I'd go back to being clean shaven. We did it once for the pole dancing video and I looked like a lot younger.
You're a different man.
Yeah.
Now just curious, because who knows what's going to happen. If I found that mustache was the move, would you care for another, or is that your turf? Back off, bro.
No. Mustache, the more the merrier.
Can we all
keep that Movember vibe going?
It's such a funny facial hair. I don't know how long it'll last. I thought I was going to get rid of it now because I thought we'd be doing a pickup for the Food Network. And then we aren't doing that pickup anymore. And now it's up to me.
That would be so funny if we could do the whole mustaches.
Guys. Oh my God. Guys. You guys. Can we have one video where we all have mustaches?
Oh, Eugene? Try guys. Get mustaches.
No. The video is like Try Guys.
Try Guys Bollywood dancing.
Yeah, it's just an unrelated video. Yeah, mustaches. Try Guys Craft Challenge. And we all got mustaches.
It'll just make us all look like Pixar dads.
Yeah.
I definitely.
They're the hottest
Keith
ones.
Is looking like that.
I look like Pixar dads a lot. Look like a lot of Pixar dads.
Coraline's not Pixar. That's
I know, like but I someone sent me a picture of the guy, the dad in Inside Out.
He's hot.
And looks like me now.
That's a compliment.
I know.
The mom also from Inside Out.
Thank you. I look like her too.
No, she's just hot.
I see.
Hot on the internet. This isn't like my kink. People talk about it.
You think right. she's
well,
hot?
We only have a few minutes left because we have to get to this live stream we're doing today. So I think we just have to jump to fucking advice.
Let's kick it.
Just wait, let me say one resolution. Right?
Please, I want to hear Eugene's resolution.
One. I think it's good to always triple check everything I say and then think like, is it a fact or is it an opinion?
Oh, that's good.
So even like in this podcast, I don't really know when Porco Rosso set. I said World War II. I think it is 1930s or 20s.
Yeah, it could be it.
So that maybe wasn't a fact.
Uh-oh.
So is my ass even thicker? Who knows? Maybe we might look at it and be like, oh, it looks flatter than I usually imagine it.
It's bigger.
Should we have the facial hair? Probably not. So I think that's
definitely not.
So I think that's all like, you know, I'm always like looking back at everything you say every day and I just want to like fact check myself every evening and be like, what did I really think?
That's a good gut check.
Yeah, gut check and all that.
I don't even know what I'm saying half the time on these podcasts.
Making it up.
We should have a disclaimer on all of these.
Yeah. They're not accurate. Yeah.
Not facts.
Not facts.
Except not sometimes. Even opinions a lot of the time. Just sometimes. Words.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Just
thoughts. Undeveloped thoughts. Or at least underdeveloped.
I don't stand by half the things I've said on this forum.
Well, I do want to see you with a goatee.
Oh, yeah. Should I surprise my dad with it?
Yes. That'd be a great video.
Socks.
Socks.
Let's talk about
that. Well, that's socks. That's a inside joke for the AfterPod listeners.
Yeah. And I think another good resolution is just to try to be nicer to people. Overall.
Yeah.
Kindness. Yeah. Posture is also
always a good resolution.
Actually find a hobby. You know,
hobbies are cool. Get more
hobbies. Yeah. Hobbies. Get a hobby. It could be a hobby. You
hobbies
by yourself,
are fun.
Hobby with a friend. Have a hobby.
Leave your phone in the other room. You're going to be amazed.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's fun.
Actually, this is a real resolution of mine is to try and relearn going to the bathroom without my phone.
Taking shits? What are you going to do?
Any.
Read?
Any. Sometimes I just, when I pee, I check Twitter. Or I open Instagram and then I accidentally open the camera and I go, whoa!
Yeah.
Don't be immediately weirded out by children and babies.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Guess what I did, Ned?
What?
I was at a wedding recently.
Yeah.
And look who played with the children for an hour.
You did. Oh.
And then the parents all came up to me afterwards and said, you are so great with kids.
Right?
And I looked
all it takes.
I looked them dead in the eye and said, never say that in public to anyone.
It's a secret.
But they were also like six-ish. Don't. They were like 6 years old.
Yeah, that makes
so I was
sense.
Having full-on conversations and it was delightful.
You have a very
I'm waiting for your kids to get into the conversation phase.
Yeah. I mean, Wes is sort of there.
Well, you know, Wes, what last time I saw him, he was especially delightful because what did he keep screaming?
Poop.
Yeah. He's screaming the word poop.
Man, I was into that. That was cool. Yeah, I like that.
Poop face.
The grand face. I never left it.
You're still screaming it.
We do start many podcasts with something about peas or poops.
Yeah.
Call people poopy butt.
We started this podcast with talking about pee.
Well, that was the last one.
It was Kimbop's pee.
Oh, yeah, this pee.
Or actually, many types of pee.
Many types of pee. Well, if you have too many types of pee on your brain, maybe you need a little advice. Advice will go for Miles. Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go for Miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Advice that'll go for Miles.
What's up, fuckers? Bye, 2021.
See ya.
Bye.
Loser. Yeah. Have you ever wanted it to be bigger? Uh-huh.
Miles.
Get a new fridge.
Have you ever wanted it to be long?
Miles.
Thick.
Miles.
Fat.
You we're know talking, what you're doing.
We're talking about my ass.
Talking fridges.
Could you know what fucking, you're doing.
What do you think it is?
You know.
Wait.
You know what you're doing. What? Stop it.
Have you ever wanted it to be cold?
It sounds like a fridge to me so far.
Have you ever wanted to feel how it feels to be behind the wheel of a Dodge 2001 Charger?
2001?
A very old car.
It was a good year for the Charger.
I want you to get inside your freezer and make it big. Talking about big ice. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, like talking whiskey ice?
Talking about big ass motherfucking ice.
Oh, decorative big ice.
Big cubes. Okay. We're talking about a little silicone, and I'm not talking condoms, but it's making ice in a big way.
Yeah.
Sarah got me an ice thing, rubber.
I know that one.
Classic.
I have the same
and it's
one.
Big old stones.
Big.
And it's really nice to have big ice. And I'll say that with whiskey, and I'll say that with iced coffees. I'll even say that with juice.
I don't know. I'm kind of, big. You know what we got in my backyard?
What's that?
Crushed ice machine.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Oh, that's cute.
How crushed? Like
it's like the little ice. It's like the little pebbles.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were gonna say an ice tree.
Look at an ice tree.
No, that shit's like.
No, it's like
major.
Sonic ice. He has like Sonic ice 24/7.
Yeah,
that's really.
That's not legal.
It's not street legal.
I feel like I'm doing a naughty thing every time
it's
I use it.
Naughty.
I find that ice is fun. Play around with it.
That is interesting. Yeah. The two best ices are either the biggest ice or the most slushed crushed.
Almost water.
Snow cone.
I think the grass is just always greener.
But you don't want that middle ice.
You don't want
middle
that little
right
normal half moons.
Well, because it makes you think of the gross ice machine that's in everyone's freezer and how little you clean it.
There's a TikTok guy who just cleans ice machines, and he's like, fucking, if you get sick from a restaurant, it's most likely not because of cross-contamination with the pork. It's probably because the fucking ice machine is so disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. His ice machines have mold, and they're fucking, it's water. It's damp.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear a tip?
You just solved a mystery in my life, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
My brother-in-law, Evan, he's a bartender. He has this technique to create ice that is so clear. It's like at the fancy stuff they get at a bar. Because you're saying, okay, get a big silicone thing, get yourself a giant ice cube, right? That's cool, but it's going to be cloudy.
Yeah, I need this advice.
So this, what you do is you get a mini cooler, and you crack the lid open, and then you put that, fill it with water, and you put that in your freezer. And because it's like insulated and only directionally from the top is where the cold freezing air is coming. Oh. It will freeze it, not all at once, like all around it. It'll freeze it directionally, like top to bottom. Whoa. And that, doing it slowly like that, will push all the impurities to a layer and the bottom.
That's shut up.
Really cool.
This is the best advice we've ever gotten.
But that was advice that'll go to bed with Ned.
Advice to bed with Ned.
But you brought us there. So, hey, you get an assist.
You drove us to bed.
I drove you to
did drive
bed.
Us so many miles.
That's cool.
Pretty cool, right?
That is cool.
So then you can just chop off all the garbage and then you have perfect, like, clean your ice.
Oh, so he chops it afterwards.
Or he puts it on a hot plate.
Right? Maybe. You could do that.
Yeah, you melt it. And then you just melt it with a hot knife.
And then you could probably buy one of those aftermarket, like, spherizer things.
Or shavers.
Carve it and make it into a perfect sphere.
You guys want to do an ice carving video?
That's cool.
Yes. And then a sand sculpture video. And then some other kind of medium that's big.
Chainsaw wood art.
I'm back on board.
See? Big art without instructions.
Yeah.
A special three-part series.
Big art.
I know people do chainsaw pumpkins.
That would be awesome.
That's cool.
Sounds messy.
How could a pumpkin handle that?
No, the video where we go to the mall with Miles. Mall with Miles.
Mall with Miles. The mall with Miles.
That's my resolution. I want to make some really dumb titles this year.
That's fun.
I haven't thinking.
Walk a mile in the mall with Miles.
We need dumber titles. I don't know how YouTube will respond to it, but I really want to tell them it's just dumb.
Let's test them.
All right, everyone give your dumbest video idea for
Year we're going to weed out the fans, the Fairweather fans. We're going to really test your patience.
All right, give us the dumbest 2022 video title you can think of. Go.
It's hard because that's all that I'm thinking about.
Say it again. Say it louder for the people in the back.
Can you catch the grease boy? It's time. 2022.
It might be time.
It's the year.
And that's you, Miles, right?
We should have done it when we did the pasta video. Yeah.
I literally thought of it. I was like, this is when we have all the oil.
All greased up.
We're so close.
I just have been wanting to title one of my like Keith and Chris food adventures as this is a video where Keith Habersberger and Chris Reinerker will travel to 5 different fast food restaurants and eat some chicken and let you know which one they like the most.
That's so funny.
Like just a description.
Yeah. Wait, let's hear your video.
Slowly becoming my dog.
That's the title.
That's pretty good.
That's just pretty
all,
good.
All lowercase.
I like that. Lowercase titles are doing well on our second try channel.
What do you think about horny cakes?
Period.
I'd click.
Period.
I'd click.
Mm-hmm. All lowercase horny
cakes.
And
then just a question mark is the thumbnail. A white question mark on black.
That's good. Red.
I'm like, my God, if I, what the fuck is that?
Red question mark on white.
Ooh.
Really small.
Test it.
Really small.
Really small.
I might make horny cakes.
Horny cakes. You should.
That's the, you know what? The next season of Candy Competition is only going to have cryptic titles.
Horny cakes.
Mine will be, who peed on this? And the answer, of course,
Kimmy.
Was Kimba. Kimba. We're taking you out with us for the last tripod of this year. Say something to your fans. Heavily breathing into the mic.
I like it.
Imagine something cuter. All right. Well, what a wonderful time we've had.
Thanks for a great year, audience.
For a great year. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, we missed the yawn.
I got it.
He did just yawn.
I heard
cute.
It.
Squee.
Sounded squeaky.
Yeah, he has got a squeaky yawn.
We'll see you next year. Which is next week. We're not taking any time off.
Next year,
we're
though.
Just rolling right next into week. It.
Yeah, we got to roll through.
Ah, shit, how about that?
Machine and I stop.
Oh, Keith, can you do the tripod theme song in the style of an old commercial jingle?
Yeah.
Keith, here's with the official tripod theme song.
Do you have a problem and wanna listen? Call 333-256-7432 and talk to us about your problems and we'll send you a brand new fridge. It's the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.
I think next year's gonna be another scorcher.
Cool.
Cool.